Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Listen, you go to your Google Play Store, you go to your Apple App Store, you look for the Odyssey app. The big white A with an orange background. White A with the orange background. You download it, and you do a simple search. You could say search stations around me, or just look for WILK News Radio. You favorite it. It's very important. You favorite it. And then you got us. You can listen to us anywhere, any place. It works seamlessly with your CarPlay if you have that in your vehicle. If you're out of the area, you don't have to worry about our antenna signals going through the mountains. You just play it through the app, and you listen to us with that digital clarity. It's a much better quality and listening experience, in my experience. You can also get us anywhere you get your favorite podcast, or you can listen to the podcast right there from the Odyssey app. But if you get your podcast from Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever, we're on like 36 different podcast platforms. So anywhere you get your podcast, just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show, and we're there. And you can ask your smart speaker if you have that Alexa or Google smart speaker in your house. Just ask it to play WILK News Radio. And you got to punctuate it pretty clearly because there are a lot of stations out there, a lot of call signs. So remember, just WILK News Radio, and it'll play us live. It'll say playing WILK News Radio, and then start playing us. Maybe a commercial or two, but that's from them, their streaming services, so we have no control over that or the type of commercials they play. Just a little disclosure there. 5:10, 68 degrees. Again, Thursday, October 2nd. This week was the last day. Yesterday was the last day that the sun will rise before 7 o'clock in the morning. I believe yesterday's sunrise was exactly 7. Today was 7:01. Tomorrow, I think, is going to be 7:03. It goes from 1 to 3 minutes. It skips around as we move forward, with December 21st being the shortest day of the year. And after that, we start getting our light back. That's amazing. I'm already looking. You know, I by the time I'm getting home now, it's already, you know, the sun's already gone down, and it's still light out, but it's getting there. And pretty soon we're going to be walking out here in the parking lot, and it's going to be dark. And I hate that. I literally hate that. But then it starts getting better, as life always does. This is a tragic story coming out of the UK, Manchester area of the UK, where there was a synagogue attack on Yom Kippur. Kills 2. Suspect was shot. 2 men were killed when a man drove his car into pedestrians and stabbed a security guard in an attack at a synagogue where worshipers were marking Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, per British police. Greater Manchester police said the man who carried out the attack at the Heaton Park Hebrew Congregation Synagogue in the Crumpsale district of the city in northern England was believed to be Jihad al-Shami, a 35-year-old British citizen of Syrian descent. The suspect, who was wearing what appeared to be a vest with an explosive device, was shot dead at the scene by armed officers. There is video, and again, one of the videos I recommend you don't go searching for, but some of you will, of authorities rushing crowds away, yelling at them to get away. He has explosives during this incident. But it just goes to show here that someone intent on doing harm, somebody with an evil intent, is going to find a way to carry that out. Here's an individual who drove his vehicle into places, stabbed somebody, and had an explosive vest. In England, where it is more difficult, not impossible, but more difficult to gain a firearm, but no less carried out his evil intent. And it just goes to show that regardless of the tools used, and in this case it was a vehicle, a knife, and a vest, a suicide vest, they are going to carry it out. Now, that video shared on social media showed police officers shooting the man inside the Synagogue's perimeter while another man lay on the floor in a pool of blood, appearing to wear a traditional Jewish head covering. He has a bomb, go away, an armed officer shouted at onlookers just seconds before the gunshot rang out. They told the press that he had seen three policemen aiming guns at the man in the car park of the synagogue, telling him, stay down, don't move, or we'll shoot. Then they did shoot, and he fell towards the floor. He then tried getting up again and moving again, and they shot him again. And it was just panic, which you can imagine there was. A bomb disposal unit was later called to the scene, but police confirmed the device that the suspect was wearing was not viable. Police said that they were working to understand the motive behind the attack. Again, I think the motive is pretty clear, you know, specifics maybe. And they said they could find no records that the suspect had been referred previously to the country's counter-radicalism database. Britain's most senior counterterrorism officer, Lawrence Taylor, not the football player, said it had been declared a terrorist incident. Well, I hope so. Two men in their 30s and a woman in her 60s have been arrested on suspicion of preparing acts of terrorism. Communities across the UK who would normally be marking this holy day are now grieving and worried about their safety. I want to be clear, UK policing is mobilizing and mobilizing fast, they told people. Anti-Semitism have soared to record levels in Britain since October 7th of 2023, attacked by Hamas on Israel and Israel's subsequent war with Gaza. The prime minister, who rushed away earlier from a European summit in Copenhagen to chair an emergency meeting in London, promised to do everything he could to provide security to Jewish communities and deployed more police to synagogues. This has also spurred extra police across the world, including here in America. When something like this happens, even internationally, it is noted, which is why agencies like the NYPD have officers all around the world. They have officers in the UK. We have officers in Saudi Arabia. We have officers in the Caribbean. Because being one of the largest and the biggest target in the world, New York, and past experience, they want immediate eyes and ears on the ground. But when something like this happens through our federal partners and through the exchange of information, that has gotten better but is far from perfect since 9/11. When something like this happens on a worldwide stage, it triggers a lot of precautions nationally here at home. And those were immediately given out by the NYPD. I do know that for a fact, and I'm sure other departments around the nation. Alerts also go out to the heads of the churches, especially synagogues and such like that, saying, hey, because you just don't want extra police forces showing up to a place of worship, be it a synagogue or anywhere, without the congregation leadership knowing what's going on. I mean, if you were the leader of a synagogue and you showed up and all of a sudden there's four or five police cars and uniform presence and stuff outside your facility, it's going to cause panic. It's going to cause uneasiness. So part of that is immediately reaching out to that partnership and saying, hey, because of what happened in the UK, we're just taking precautionary measures. You may want to alert your parishioners, you know, be our eyes and ears as well. If they see something, say something. But they will see an increased presence because we are here for you in your community. That exchange with the communities, be regardless if it's a Christian church, a Catholic church, a mosque, or a synagogue, is paramount. Because again, if you are the leader of any institution and you show up and there's mass police present or greater than you're normally used to, it causes you to be uneasy. What do they know that I don't know? If you're coming to worship, especially on one of the holiest days or the holiest day, and you're seeing these increased presence, well, what's going on that we don't know about? And it causes panic and rumor and worry. So that exchange of information is good. And it's something we did learn post 9/11 that again, has gotten better, but is far from where it should be and needs to be. Everyone wants to be the one with the information. Everybody wants to be the first. And that goes for competing law enforcement agencies. That goes for anyone. But no one wins when that's the case. That's why I respect when there's ongoing situations with law enforcement. I may know information that I can't directly get to you yet. I try and get to you the most I can without jeopardizing anything, but keeping you informed, because I do have to respect the investigation and the process and the safety of those doing it. And sometimes, you know, that sucks. Sometimes, you know, having a breaking story or information that I know you'd find informative, but having to wait on it to only, you know, have another agency rush it out or the governor or somebody blurt it out during a press conference, you know, that's the price sometimes of being professional. And a lot of times there's information that needs to be put out but can't be made public. And that's why when you go to these church leaderships or these synagogue leaderships or these institution leadership and say, hey, here's what's going on. We don't want to create panic. So just tell your parishioners that, we're here because of a precautionary reason. And that could be very well the case. In a lot of places, it probably is. But as they said, the uptick that they've seen around the world, and we've seen here, we see it on our college campuses, it has to be taken tremendously serious this day and age. It has to be taken the way it is. But in this incident in the UK also shows that when you're committed to follow through and you do not care about your own life or safety, that is almost impossible to deter. If you're dealing with someone, because your whole job as law enforcement, as public safety, as anyone, your entire job is to protect life and property. When you're up against a competitor, when you're up against an adversary, not competitor, an adversary or a terrorist that doesn't have those restraints, they don't care what happens to them and they don't care who they hurt. If they are intent and determined, luck has a lot to do with it because they are going to hurt people. They have the element of surprise. They have the response element because they know where they're going to hit and what they want to hit and who they want to hit, or just randomly anyone. One of the reasons why the Washington, D.C. the Beltway sniper was so terrifying to the area is because they were just driving around randomly shooting and killing people. There was no rhyme or reason. It was just targets of opportunity. And again, it was almost impossible, and by sheer luck, they were able to get them. They were able to neutralize them from the situation, but not after they did tremendous damage. When you're up against a determined person that does not care for their own safety or others, regardless of their tool, regardless of what they're using, and we've seen it. You know, we saw it down in New Orleans where the guy used a Ford Lightning F-150 and drove down a crowded street. Picked that vehicle purposely because of the torque that they have, those electric vehicles. And if you've ever driven an electric vehicle, you know exactly what I'm saying. It's immediate and massive amount of torque and the weight of the vehicle. So even something as simple as that, one of the vehicles, you know, the thought process that goes into the type that was used to cause the maximum amount of damage. Figuring, hey, you know, they're going to catch me, they're probably going to kill me, and I'm determined, but there's nothing that's going to stop me. And when you're up against someone like that, it's very difficult, and luck plays a large part of that. Thankfully, not too many injuries here, but too many, if you get what I'm saying. And even after shooting the individual, still tried to get up and causing them to shoot him again, which is good because you have to put the threat down. But just another tragic display of, if you are determined to cause mass havoc, it doesn't matter the tools at your disposal, you are going to cause it. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 526 here, 68 degrees. If you've stuck around with us for the entire show today that started at 3 o'clock or you're just joining us now, let me put a little refresher here. At the opening of the show at 3:07, we had Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak on to discuss the Electric City Trolley Museum, which is on the grounds of the federal Steamtown National Historic Site, which was scheduled to be shut down because of the government shutdown. Commissioner Chris Chermak earlier this week was notified by several people organizing trips, school trips, to this facility, and with the chance of it being shut down, you know, was causing an issue. So Chris Chermak, in coordination with Congressman Rob Bresnahan's office, got together, their staffs started to get to work on an agreement to keep the Steamtown National Historic Site open, that part of it. So the entire facility, the National Park Service Steamtown attraction is not, but the Lackawanna County side of the Electric Trolley Museum is open. And there was an agreement made between the county and the National Park Service. That was negotiated between Rob Bresnahan's office with the spearheading of County Commissioner Chris Chermak. Well, you know, I had the County Commissioner, Chris Chermak, earlier discuss that because I think it's a great thing for our area. There were numerous bus trips with school children there, and this facility is going to be open now with certain caveats, but for the most part, it's open. The Times Tribune did an article, Jim Lockwood from the Times Tribune, where it says this: Lackawanna County announced Tuesday that the Electric City Trolley Museum, which is on the grounds of the federal Steamtown National Historic Site, will remain open despite the federal government shutdown that has closed Steamtown attractions of the National Park Service. The county and the National Park Service reached an agreement Wednesday that keeps the trolley museum open during the federal shutdown, the announcement said. Now, it goes on to quote Commissioner Bill Gaughan: "We want to thank the National Park Service and Steamtown Superintendent Jeremy Comast for ensuring that the Trolley Museum can continue to operate during the federal government shutdown," Lackawanna County Commissioner Bill Gaughan said in the announcement. "Ideally, Steamtown also will be up and running soon so that the members of the public can enjoy the full experience of the county's rich transportation history." I've just confirmed with Commissioner Chris Chermak and Congressman Rob Bresnahan's office that Commissioner Bill Gaughan had nothing to do with this. And nowhere in the story, the Times Tribune story from Jim Lockwood, does it mention Congressman Rob Bresnahan or Commissioner Chris Chermak. Listen, this is something that was great for the entire community. This is something that was great for the entire area, regardless of your politics. The fact that this story is out there and it does not give the credit to where the credit's due and insinuates that someone else had something to do with it is not only disingenuous, it's downright wrong. Do better, and this is why no one trusts the mainstream media anymore. And it's why I hope people like you continue to listen to people like me. Because, you know, listen, this is about keeping an area monument open, memorial open, the National Historic Site, Steamtown, the Electric Trolley Museum, open for all. And it's just the way this article is written and the lack of real information that's in there is just wrong. It's just downright wrong. And disappointing. You know, I like Jim Lockwood. I think he writes a lot of good stories for the Times Tribune. And listen, you can have your opinion, and I have a lot of opinions about a lot of people there as well. But you know, these are one of the things that just make you shake your head and go, does politics, does having to back your guy or gal really have to go that far to where you'll omit information or make an insinuation that maybe other people had something to do with something they didn't? And it's just, it's sad. It's disappointing. And it's one of the reasons why people in Lackawanna County, people in Northeast Pennsylvania, and people in Scranton, a lot of times don't get the proper information they need to make decisions. It's how that the, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On a national stage, you have, you know, lawmakers coming on TV and just calling each other liars, and then you can simply do a check yourself and say, well, no, it is true. They are getting funds from Medicaid or using the Affordable Care Act or these things. The misinformation is just incredible. Just one of those things, I guess, politics. It's 5:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Let me get to the phones. We have Betsy on the Charlie Kirk vigil tomorrow. Betsy, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you, Rob?
All right. So what do you got going on?
All right. So tomorrow at the Wyoming County Courthouse in Wyoming County, tomorrow 6 to 8, tomorrow night, we're having a Charlie Kirk vigil. And everyone's invited. And it's just something where a lot of people have contacted me and asked me to do this, so I did it. And
right.
I think it's a really good cause.
It is indeed. You know, he opened up a lot of discussion, and regardless of what side of the spectrum or aisle you're on, I don't think anyone can look at what happened here and how he was targeted and the way he was targeted as anything good anywhere. And I think us coming together as people, as Christians, as communities, is exactly what he stood for, and open discussion and debate and respectful debate and discussion cannot hurt anywhere.
I absolutely agree. I think he stands for goodness and morality, and it's something we can all look up to. Plus, he has the ears of the youth, which is so important. But evil is out there, and it touched his family's lives and our lives, and this just has to be done. Wyoming County is one of the strongest conservative counties in PA. We're very proud of it, and this is the place to do it, in the heart of Pennsylvania, in the country, but we're expecting a lot of people, and it's going to be great. It's not going to be a wild rally or a rally like we've done for Trump over the years. I've worked with Bob Bolas for many years with his trucks and fighting for the right thing for our country. So this is an important event, and I would love everybody to show up.
Well, thanks. And this is going to be at the Wyoming County Courthouse?
Yes.
At 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, the Charlie Kirk Vigil. Let me, without giving specifics, Betsy, because I'm sure you were you contacted by members of our youth community, members in high school and college, and say, hey, we should do something like this?
No, I wasn't. I was contacted by a lot of people I've worked with in the past. Northeast PA Women and Men for Trump, which I started back in 16, and just people in general, people in the community. But I wish more youth would reach out to me. I've heard that there are, this is what I've heard, but that there were 63,000 requests for Turning Point chapters since Charlie was killed.
I think it's up past 100,000 now, Betsy, which is a good sign. I've been in contact with two from our local area. The University of Scranton, Misericordia University, is in the process of getting their chapters off the ground. And I told them when they're ready to launch those, they're more than welcome to come on here and discuss those things. And if they hit any obstacles, they're more than willing to reach out to me so we could discuss those obstacles as well. So there is some movement right here in our backyard at the University of Scranton and Misericordia University. And hopefully our other universities follow suit.
That in itself is a big change from 10 years ago.
It is. They tried to start a Turning Point chapter at the University of Scranton a few years ago, and the university declined it.
I remember that.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens this time around. And I said that, you know, I will help give them a voice here when they start getting that chapter off the ground.
Charlie's death will not be in vain.
It won't. Well, I appreciate you calling and letting us know about it, Betsy.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me go to the phone now. We have my friend Joe from Edwardsville. How you doing, buddy?
Rob, how you are doing, my brother?
All right.
And you've had some other things go on since I called, but I was calling when you were talking about Commissioner Chermak and Representative Bresnahan going ahead and trying to do what they could to keep this the coal tour thing going on for people who are coming.
The steam sound and site and railroad site, yeah.
Steam town, thank you very much. My brain's got holes in it. But it struck me, and it just keeps reminding me of things that go on. And this is, trust me, I'm connecting dots here. When Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans, all the local officials just stood there with their hands in the air and then blamed the federal government for, oh, look what you did to us. You screwed us. You this, you that. And there was one, a guy from the House of Representatives who commandeered a National Guard vehicle so he could go to his house and get $90,000 worth of frozen cash out of his freezer because, you know, that's what absolutely had to happen. Then in, I think it was in the flood around here in 2011, there was a guy up in one of our northern counties who worked for a construction company And when the flood was coming in and his neighborhood was in danger, he went to the company where he worked and he, quote unquote, stole a bulldozer, drove it back to his house, and built dams and levees and berms and things and protected his neighborhood because it looked like it was going to be bad. And then it was a nail biting thing. You know, were they going to charge this guy with all kinds of charges, you know, shades of Daniel Penny. But he was, you know, hey, there's nobody here from the federal government right now. We need to do some stuff for ourselves. And that all comes right back around to what Chermak and Bresnahan are doing. Hey, you know, these guys in Washington, they can't get their act together to deal with these poor little school kids who are going for, you know, field trips and learning opportunities and things. So let's go ahead and do what we can do. And I'm sure you can find local sponsors. I listen to this radio all the time. And I know there are plenty of local sponsors who would be more than willing to step up a little bit and try to help out to make this stuff happen. Because Abraham Lincoln once said, the job of the federal government is to do for people what they cannot do for themselves. And that's what I have always counted on from the federal government. Protect the border, protect me from foreign enemies, and in the meanwhile, I'll provide for my family. I will do these things. And if there's something I can do to help my community out, I will do that. I do not want people from Washington, D.C., who have no idea what it's like to live a real life, to be in charge of what I've got going on from sunup to sundown. It's just insane. So kudos to those gentlemen. Kudos to you for talking to Chermak and having, bringing this to light for everybody so they know this is what your elected representatives in a republic are supposed to do. Well, you know, all of my quote-unquote colleagues in Washington have got this all screwed up, but we're going to see what we can do to plow through it. Am I making any sense? Because I feel like I'm rambling.
No, you make it indeed. And then we should expect our local people who are in journalism to portray exactly what happened and not a narrative of what happened. That was my main concern.
Yes, and absolutely. But it seems like anyone who is in any kind of journalism, they seem to get marching orders and then march to them. And that's just not, please try and have a little community pride and stuff. Say, hey, look, here's this guy, and I don't always agree with him, but he is my federal rep. But man, this was a cool thing he did. So it's insane, man. I'm glad your grandson is having a good time down at Mickey's World and all of that other stuff. I just wanted to horseshoe all these thoughts in here. Shoehorn was what I meant.
Screw shoehorn. I mean, with the government shutdown, we're using what we can there, Joe.
Hey, whatever tool I can get my hands on, I'm going to make this fit. You know what I mean?
There you go. I appreciate appreciate the call today,
my friend. Thank you very much, brother. You have a great rest of your night.
You too. Thank you. Again, let me tell you about Monk Heating and Air Conditioning here in Northeast Pennsylvania. These guys are just amazing. I had three criterias when I wanted to look for a company to put in my Mitsubishi electric heat pump system. I wanted a local company. I wanted a company that was a family run and a company that used top-of-the-line equipment. And they checked all those boxes. Rob Monk, Jim Taylor, Lauren, whoever you're dealing with the Monk family, they're going to treat you like family because their name's on everything. That is Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Their name's on the truck. Their name's on the stationery. Their name is on everything they do. And they treat you just like that. They know that their name is behind it, and they stand behind everything like you're part of their family. They're not a big corporation. They're not a subcontractor or anything. It is just them, Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. They are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite Contractors, which is excellent for one of these Mitsubishi electric heat pump systems because they're do-it-all when they get to these systems. They're also trained premier comfort specialists. So if you're looking for central AC or something like that, they got you covered there as well. 24/7 service, 365 days a year, cool club maintenance plans, water heaters same day. And again, those family values that behind Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. They installed my two-unit system in under 5 hours. And believe me, just this week alone, we're using both parts of it. We used heat this morning. We're going to use heat tomorrow morning. We're going to use air conditioning this weekend. I can almost guarantee it. Being it's supposed to be 81 degrees and sunny this weekend. Look forward to that. But check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com. And tell them I sent you. That's what we are, Jake. Actually, the whole team here on the Rob O'Donnell Show.
Got that right.
Paul Michaels, EJ, Jake in the control room, making sure everything gets to your ears just properly. We do have a request for you, Jake, though. Somebody says they need your take on tonight's NFL game, Clash of Division.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously, this is one that's going to be followed very, very closely. As you got the NFC West on the line, the 3-1 San Francisco 49ers, the 3-1 Los Angeles Rams. And it feels like the one thing that I've always talked about a lot when it comes to Kyle Shanahan teams, it's just the injury bug. And for San Francisco, just the fact that they started 3-0 this year is a miracle in itself, considering all the injuries that they've had. What concerns me is Brock Purdy. Obviously, that's your franchise, basically. You paid him a boatload of money this past offseason. He had the toe injury week one against the Seahawks when they beat them. So you hold him out for the Saints game. You hold him out for the Cardinals game. Mac Jones comes in, does a hell of a job, leads him down the field, and wins both those games. This past Sunday, they play the Jacksonville Jaguars, an AFC team. San Francisco's in the NFC. Why did you have Brock Purdy out there when Mac has been doing such a respectable job itself? And that's the thing. You win that game or you lose that game, it doesn't really affect you conference-wise, seating-wise, none of it, obviously. You're in two completely different conferences. So that was mind-boggling in itself. And sure enough, Brock's toe injury was sort of re-aggravated this past Sunday against the Jaguars. So he's out tonight. Ricky Pearsall's out tonight. Jawan Jennings is out tonight. This might be the last weekend for George Kittle that he's out. I know that he suffered a hamstring injury the first half against the Seahawks on opening day. Brandon Ayuk, it feels like they're close to having him come back. Maybe not in 2 weeks like Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch expected, but maybe end of October, early November. It's just, again, they basically have a skeleton crew tonight. The 49ers do. Now, on the other side, you have the Rams, and the Rams have gotten off to an incredible start, obviously, if you're 3-1. I mean, Matt Stafford has been playing exceptionally well for someone that's in their 17th NFL season. I was going to say, when I look at them, obviously, they don't have all those injuries. I mean, he's going to have Kyren Williams. He's going to have Puka Nacua. He is going to have Devontae Adams. The interesting thing is Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, these two know each other very, very well. They were both assistants at the Washington Redskins under Kyle's dad, Mike. So obviously they go back a long, long ways. They've got a great friendship, great respect for one another. Kyle has had the upper hand in a lot of these matchups ever since both of them were respectfully hired to their teams in 2017. The thing is, again, For obvious reasons, I'm hoping that San Francisco can pull it off. If they do, then, I mean, hey, kudos to Kyle Shanahan. That's one of his finest coaching jobs ever. But at the moment, I'm sort of leaning towards the Rams. Again, it's unfortunate, but it's just this injury bug like we're talking about. So, again, huge fan of Kyle Shanahan, but why did you have him out there Sunday against an AFC team when you needed him tonight? your division, first place in the NFC West on the line, like that made no sense to me whatsoever. So yeah, at the moment I'm leaning towards the Rams. You know, there's a difference between, you know, there's a difference between what you want and what you're expecting at the same time. So that's kind of where I'm at this moment.
All right. And where are those games being played tonight? Well, where can they watch them?
Prime Video. Kickoff is 8:15. You got Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit. Of course, you got the pregame before that. But yeah, I was going to say it's on Prime, and I think it's going to be a really good game. I think that San Francisco definitely can keep it close. I think obviously Mac Jones has done good. Christian McCaffrey, I know Shanahan's trying his hardest to get that running game going. That's sort of been his bread and butter for a long time. And yeah, just going to have to wait and see. And then we got some interesting ones this weekend too. We've got the first London game, for that matter, Sunday morning, 9:30 on NFL Network. You got the Minnesota Vikings. They're still over there. They're playing the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns made a quarterback change. They benched Joe Flacco.
I did see Shedeur Sanders still mime his interview.
Yeah, going after Rex Ryan because Rex called him out on Monday.
Yep.
But yeah, you have that. So it's Dylan Gabriel who will become the 41st starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns since they rejoined the NFL in 1999. Some other notable games for Sunday. You've got the Houston Texans at the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson, obviously, he's going to be out 2 or 3 weeks with this hamstring injury. The Dallas Cowboys travel to MetLife to take on the Jets. That's on Fox. Of course, we can't forget about the tie that we had last week between the Cowboys and the Packers on Sunday Night Football. Philadelphia Eagles, Denver Broncos, 1 o'clock on CBS. Obviously, that's definitely going to be available in this area. I think Denver will keep them honest, but I think Philly prevails. And then 4:05 on CBS. Here's the interesting thing. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's the Seattle Seahawks. They both joined the NFL in 1976. This is both their 50th NFL seasons, and they're both going to have their 1976 uniforms for that game. It's really, really cool to think about. Other notables, you got the Commanders at the Chargers, 4:25 on Fox. Sunday Night Football. Mike Vrabel's New England Patriots, Sean McDermott, Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills. Doesn't get any better than that. Sunday Night Football on NBC. And then, of course, Monday, you got the Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars on Monday Night Football. So a lot of good, interesting games this weekend.
There you go. Wrapped it up right to the hour. I appreciate it as always, Jake.
Thanks.
It's coming up on 6 o'clock. God bless. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.